painless so far, I think. Yep. You can see that. You can hear me at the back. Well, thank you, Mike. Must admit, when Michael Leary called, well, I got a message that Michael Leary had called the office, I was very, very impressed that the boss of Ryanair actually wanted to talk to me for a training seminar. I thought, absolutely brilliant. Leadership from the top. We've got a CEO coming to a human factors seminar. So, when I realised it was my old mate from from British Airways, I jumped at the chance, obviously. And when I looked at the agenda, looked at the people that were coming, I mean, this is like a time warp from me. A little bit about me, my background, for those who don't know me. Eddie Rogan, I was at British Airways for 27 years, I think it was, something like that. I was probably one of the first, I think I was, the first human factors manager in engineering at British Airways. Disciple of Jim, you're still here, so I think I can embarrass you like a few other people have about the God bit, but certainly that's where I really picked up the and got addicted to human factors. So everything I've done ever since, I've always, you know, strived to get the human factors. What Mike asked me to do was to sort of major on the software tools side of it, and that's basically what my job is now. Now, before, my last job at British Airways was actually running the basis business. We had about 100 odd customers there, so it was a pretty, as well as British Airways. British Airways was by far the most demanding. And you saw some of the screenshots that that Mike showed you there. Mike ran the confidential bit, and I basically ran the whole business side of it and whatever. So about 3.5 years ago, I left. I joined Superstructure Group. And what we do, I mean, I'm the Aviation Solutions Director, but our main product is a system called AQD. Now, this is basically a safety management system software tool. But it's, Mike thought, highly appropriate that we bring it sort of up to date, and he asked me to say, right, how does, you know, a typical safety management system tool deal with human factors, today? Because what Mike was showing was from a few years ago. You saw that from the logo, probably on the British Airways logo. Okay, so that's what I've agreed to take on. So if you bear with me, I will attempt not to do a sales pitch, obviously, because we're more interested in just, you know, getting to, you know, how we can sort of process some of the human factors and some of the messages and some of the safety cultural things we've heard already. I won't talk about them. I'll, you know, talk about how we actually practically implement that in a software tool. So what is AQD, first of all? Well, it is actually the world leader now. It took over Basis about a year and a half ago, I'm pleased to say. So when I left British Airways, I took a lot of my British Airways Basis customers with me, which is pretty good. And but basically, it's a safety management software tool. We actually market it as an integrated safety management system tool. So I was really pleased to hear when Professor Jim Reason there said that, you know, it was all about integrating it throughout the organization to make this happen. The question from the back, I think it was Gunnar that asked about the integration of the safety and the quality management system. This is, you know, for our customers, this is a big challenge, but it is something that software can actually help in, because software has this sort of unique thing of galvanizing the organization, and it can make things happen quicker than a committee can. Okay, so that's one of the reasons I think attracted me into the software game, was you can actually get things happening when people sort of purchase a piece of software and it's got all the right processes and things in it, and it drives the right behavior and therefore the safety culture in the organization. It is actually a very powerful way of going from sometimes a standing start. I'm sure no one's at the pathological stage, but, you know, getting you right up to the sort of generative and that type of safety culture. So software is important. I just want to give you that message, okay? It facilitates, the software I'm going to show facilitates the best practice, and what I mean by best practice is Jim Reason's organizational accident model. We have built the whole system around that, the investigation side of it. So I will show you how we actually do that. It's very comprehensive. I will only major on the human factors side of it here today, but it's very flexible, very scalable, and that's why I've got a blank screen. No, that's why we have 91 customers all using the same system out there. I've just got the one version out there. So everyone from EasyJet, I've got a couple of customers in here today, so I'm on my best behavior, obviously. But we go from the low-cost carriers with some with only a couple of aircraft right up to the Delta / Northwest Airlines. So the biggest airline in the world as well is one of our customers. Qantas, Cathay, all around the globe. Singapore, I was interested to hear about Singapore using the mesh concept. So I think I might actually talk to those guys because that is something we might be able to help them with in this with this software. But what's interesting, I've left that up for a little while, is that it is so flexible that we have actually got one train operator as well in Australia. So V-Line is our Australian customer on the railway side, and you know, but they're our only non-aviation customer at the moment. Okay, how does it work, AQD, the safety management software? Well, any of the people from quality here will probably recognize this improvement cycle, but we're going to collect the information, and Mike covered that. It could be an air safety report, it could be a confidential report, questionnaire, it can be a maintenance report, ground handling, whatever you want. Some of our customers actually have gone outside the safety and quality side and start using it for security, operational type reports and everything, because this process actually works for any type of incident if you think about it. Then we're going to analyze it, and I'll talk about more about that because that's where we really have to analyze it from a human factor perspective, but we also risk assess everything that comes in as well. So that's really important as well, and I heard somebody else say about the risk, and I do again. Obviously, I would agree with Professor Reason, but I do think the whole thing about this risk management, which you know we are striving to become an enterprise risk management system, is that as long as the human factors are at the fundamental heart of it, then that is a good thing. And it all feeds in. So I'll try and cover that a little bit later in a slide. We're going to fix anything we discover, and we're going to monitor to make sure those fixes have been effective as well, through analysis and through audits as well. Okay? So that's basically the cycle. And if you could just imagine that, well, we'll just see the next couple of screenshots after this. So where are this information coming from? Well, various sources, proactive and reactive. The reactive, I mean by occurrences, incidents. Proactive, well, audits are proactive. Safety assessments, that's the ICAO definition, but some other people call them hazard assessments. They're proactive as well. So all this information, we want that to all come in to one database so we can actually have a holistic view, and I will use the word, of the risk. Okay, because ultimately that's what everybody is now talking about. They want to look at the risk. So we like to see... AQD is a one-stop shop, corny I know, but for safety and risk information. So our marketing department has been in overdrive there and come up with a one-stop shop for safety and risk information. So you can see on the left there you have the cloud, but there's lots of various sources of information there, and you'll see we've got human factors there, and that can come in various ways, through confidential reports, but from questionnaires and other means as well. Well, there you go, and I didn't put a Swiss cheese, because see, unlike a lot of you, I actually know Jim, and I knew that he didn't like the Swiss cheese, so I didn't put a Swiss cheese. These are just circular discs with holes in them, okay? I got away with that one. I just wasn't clever enough to do a Swiss cheese. Basically, if you have a look at this, our system, we're dealing with occurrences or incidents. We're not actually interested in the, well, obviously we're trying to prevent the accidents, so we don't want an accident. So that's why we have... We're going to get occurrences. These are going to be reported. Obviously, if you've got a good open reporting culture, you're going to get a hell of a lot more reports. That's good. But the way we investigate these, we're going to come up with the findings. We're going to identify the causes linked to those findings, and then the actions we're going to identify to prevent those causes recurring. Okay? So if you can remember that particular diagram, that's the sort of basis of the investigation in AQD. The other thing that we do, and this is the bringing together of the safety and the quality, is that we treat a quality or an audit finding in exactly the same way as we treat a finding from a safety investigation as well. In fact, we also treat a finding from a risk assessment, a proactive risk assessment, in the same way as well. So that way we can use the common sort of causal classification system if you want, and that is actually going to give you a lot of good information, because when you do go to the board and you say my air safety reporting system is saying that, it's really good to be able to go and also say, and my audit system is saying, well, nearly exactly the same thing. Because if you're going with two sets of independent data, one proactive and one reactive, and they're saying the same, that is a very positive message, and it's very hard to ignore as well. Don't know why I'm getting blank screens, but oh, here we go. That shouldn't have done. We've got a problem here. Well, we didn't have much time. I haven't got the screenshots to show you, which is a bit unfortunate because it shows you how you actually put these finding causes and errors actually into the actual system. The output side of it, though, we're going to get analysis, and from that analysis, here's just a typical example. We're going to have the sort of causal factors, you know, and monitor them. It's not about number crunching. It's not about just counted numbers. Obviously, we have got all the rich narrative as well. And if I'd had that previous screen, I could have showed you that. And that is obviously the important type of information that we're trying to get here as well. But help in classifying it by the causes, you can then obviously do some powerful trend analysis. Also on this subject as well, the system can link to costs as well. Again, going to your CEO with these are our safety problems. Oh, and by the way, just to support that, these are the costs associated with those safety problems is a very important and powerful message to deliver to your CEO as well. So a summary of the functionality for what we believe is an effective safety management system software tool would be obviously going to report incidents and occurrences, manage, I would say, an investigation from a human-centric point of view, so where we are looking at the organizational factors and human factors. So that's the really important bit, and unfortunately that's the slide I haven't got on here. Manage audits in a very similar way and identify the findings and treat the findings in exactly the same way as a safety investigation. Identify the causes from those findings, monitor the actions, make sure that they're actually effective and are done, because that's the other thing in a big organization. Sometimes you say the action will be done, but actually, has it been done? Obvious, you might think, but actually, sometimes that isn't. You've got to ask the obvious question. And obviously, analyzing this data, that last graph I showed, that will identify trends and areas, your high sort of risk areas and whatever you should put your attention to. And really important, this last point, is communication to the management and the staff. So output reports that will, one, convince your senior management that actually they should be doing something about this and clearly identify what needs to be done, but also to the staff as well, because on the safety cultural side of things, obviously you need people to open up and have an open reporting culture. And if you don't communicate back to the staff and say, by the way, thanks for that report and this is what we're doing about it, well, they probably think it's gone into a big black hole, never to be seen again. So that is absolutely fundamental. So in this day and age, technology is not a problem. It's either a web interface or you send an email back to them. But some sort of acknowledgement that actually you're doing something about this. And that's going to drive that safety, you know, that safety culture or the open reporting part of the safety culture. So anyway, that's our vision. Well, my vision is to go and find that slide. I don't know where that's gone. There are a few competitors in here, so I'm not sure, but maybe that's... but our vision really is to get into the enterprise risk management side, because we do see that it has gone from a sort of safety and quality into a combined safety and quality, into a safety management system, into an integrated safety management system, and now what we're hearing our customers saying is risk management, enterprise risk management. And again, with my background, as I said, I am a disciple of a previous professional on the human factors side. I am doing my best to make sure that the human factors elements are absolutely embedded in any risk management software tool that comes out of our factory, put it that way. So, I just want to sort of reiterate that's something we're going to do. And obviously, with the enterprise risk management, it does allow a holistic view of the organization, make the correct decisions, your correct priorities, because sometimes if maintenance think that's their biggest issue and they're putting their money into it, actually from an organizational point of view, that might not be the biggest issue. So you do have to stand back and see the organizational view of this. And obviously the benefits of this, it will just reduce risk, but also costs. We believe in disruption, the operation, because it's operational risk management as well as safety risk management we're talking about. Give you those organizational insights because of the holistic view, but it will drive the behavioral change. Therefore, it will have an effect on the safety culture, which Mike and Professor Reason have been talking about before me. So that's our journey that we've been doing. So we're sort of in the middle there at the moment. We're calling ourselves a safety and risk management system, and we're going to be an enterprise risk management system not too long. Thank you for your time. Very brief, but we will have question and answer at the end of the day, won't we? Thank you. I know what happened to the slides. Okay.